The man says, damn it, we need a producer. And you're right. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Allie just did, and we'll bring him in just a second just so he can tell you about the conversation we just had. We are those guys. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, this is the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind, Season 5, recap of the reunion. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I feel like I have a deja vu going on right now.
I know. You know who else has deja vu? Let's see. So, Ali, we're going to bring you in here. Let's see here real quick as we start the show off. So, Ali, what did you think of the reunion so far, first of all?
Yeah. Hi, guys. This whole season was just, and I'll go on camera. This whole season was like a train wreck, in my opinion. And the reunion, where was Uche? Aaliyah got just... more Aaliyah time, please. Lydia just didn't have to answer for anything. I'm happy for her and Milton. I was kind of surprised. They're still married. I'm happy for them if they're happy. But I really wanted to hear more from Aaliyah and where was Uche? That's what I have to say about the reunion. Yeah.
I wanted to see Uche. Yeah, I wanted to see Uche come out because they defend yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been on other podcasts. Wanted to come on a reunion and be able to just stick up for yourself. And he chose the cowardly way out.
Yep. You know, here's the interesting thing. And we'll get to that because we did have another podcast that people wanted us to check out, The Misunderstood, with Uche that he was on. And I guess he figured, I did that, so that's it. And we're not going to go ahead and I'm not going to go to the actual reunion because... let's be honest, there was smoke to be given on this one, and it came from the people that y'all criticized so much. And by y'all, I'm looking at you, Terrell.
What? Who did I criticize besides?
Didn't you call out Nick? Didn't you call out Nick and Nick
Vanessa
and Vanessa for not asking the real questions?
Oh, I will give them their props for this one. I think they did a much better job at asking questions and really digging. I know we're going to talk about some of those, but I thought it was much better this time around. I'm glad they didn't try to do the live and waste all of our time. I was frustrated that we had to wait till 7 because I'm like, okay, Sunday night football. Y'all are really messing up my football schedule right now.
Yes.
But you know,
I'm glad they did, though, because I needed time to recover from my 49ers loss, but go ahead.
Yeah, that was bad. Y'all need a new kicker. Really bad. And I'm sorry, but we're laughing because we thought we were live. And so we were talking to ourselves. And I guess Ali heard us for maybe 7-8 minutes. We're just going into the dialogue. And then Yanni looks at me, he's like, oh, wait a minute. We're not live. So sorry about that. For those that were like, are y'all coming on yet or what?
Yeah. And especially Reese couple was like, okay, I guess I won't catch a live tonight. I'll catch the replay tomorrow. It was on me. And see, here's the difference. When it comes down to it, and it comes down to accountability, this is what we do. We take accountability, right? Toya, we're going to bring you in real quick before we start jumping into the couples and get your take here on the reunion.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Groovy.
Nick and Vanessa, they did better, but they didn't ask the right questions. They should have asked Izzy about his 33 and single comment after the wedding. They should have also asked. I was dying to know.
That's true.
What exactly happened between Aaliyah and Lydia that caused Aaliyah to leave the women's quarters? That's what I wanted to know. They did not hold Lydia's feet to the fire. She got her happy ending. Aaliyah's experience was, you know, ruined, basically. So, yeah. And why wasn't Uche required to come to the reunion?
Uche said, I'm an attorney. I read the contract.
Right.
That's what happened. Uche said, I read the contract. I ain't got to be there.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. There were some things I wish they would have dug a little bit deeper on. And here's the reality. Maybe they did.
Baby steps.
But they only had so much they can, you know, edit and put onto the show. Who knows?
Yeah.
I wanted them to address Renee and Carter. I know they can't talk about the other two.
They weren't going
with the lawsuit, but I want to talk about Renee and Carter. What happened with that? Oh, I agree.
No, definitely. That's some great points. Sorry, and to your point with Aaliyah and Lydia, I really do wish they'd gone into a little more detail as well too, because Aaliyah came out with that angry face. I mean, she came out ready to fight. The only thing she didn't have was Vaseline underneath her eyes and rings. Turned out ready to go because she came out ready for war.
As she should though. But did you guys see Lydia's face? Lydia's face was also tensed when Aaliyah came out.
Well, you would Lydia be too if you saw somebody walk out like that.
Well, I think Lydia knows there's some wrong that she's done. You know what I mean? Like, you ever like see a kid sneaking into the cookie jar not supposed to be, and the parent walk around and catch them, and they're just like, Lydia knew, okay, crap, there's some stuff, but she doesn't want to talk about it. And right. I get it, because I wish they would have asked some other stuff about the conversation Lydia Nuche had in the pod and actually played it and hear Milton's opinion on it. I wanted to see that, but that didn't happen. But you are 100% spot on with what you're saying about the show.
Indeed. Appreciate you jumping in. Of course, we have the link pinned at the top of the chat. So if you want to, you can always jump in as we go through, especially when we get past these this reunion and all the couples. So let's start with the first couple here, Terrell, since we're talking about them. And then the ones that started it all off, Lydia and Milton, still married despite all the haters.
All still married.
Who said they wouldn't make it. A year and a half later, here they is.
And I feel like when you say haters, again, you're talking to me. And yes, I did say those things. And looks like I was wrong. And I'm happy for them. They seem really happy together. And, you know, Milton's family's embraced Lydia, because we saw that and we were thinking, okay, this is not going to work. His mom's not having it. And apparently I was wrong about that too. Mm-hmm. So accountability, as you just said a bit ago, that's me.
Yeah. It's like you said, the fact that Lydia and Milton's mom are really close, and he's like, look, yeah, they, I guess, they love her more than me now. And the fact that they had the second wedding, I thought was actually pretty cool too.
Yeah, I mean, going to Puerto Rico, so you have the wedding there with her family. I thought it was great. It seems like they're vibing. Apparently, you know, Milton has washed dishes 3 times, and he's picking up his towel. So they've worked out the whole housekeeping thing as best they can.
Mm-hmm. It's good, because these are the things we talked about. Because while it was happening, you were chastising Lydia for making a big deal about these towels that he kept leaving on the floor. And I kept saying, look, man, he's leaving used dishes on the couch. That's a health hazard, okay, first of all. And you're like, well, why? You just leave it alone. It's not that big of a deal. Now he picks them up because he doesn't want to hear that anymore. He doesn't want to hear the nagging. What man wants to hear that all for the rest of his life? He's like, oh, shit, I got to pick this up.
See, I still don't like it because it's a double standard. It's okay for Lydia to say it's not right that Milton doesn't pick up after himself and he doesn't you know, do dishes. But let's just say Lydia's the one that does laundry. And Milton's like, you know, you don't fold towels correctly. I don't like how you do this. You didn't fold my underwear correctly. You don't talk about all that. That's private stuff. And it's little petty little things. Why do you need to bring that up publicly and keep talking about to everybody on Netflix on how Milton doesn't pick towels up after himself? He's 24. I'm not saying you should just embrace it and take it. All I'm saying is some stuff you don't need to put his business out there in the street. Just like he wouldn't do it for you. What if she has makeup all over the counter and Milton's like, oh, every day, makeup all over the place?
You mean like me in the cabinets? Because you sure have brought this up on the podcast a number of times before.
No, I have not. You brought it up. All I did was contribute to what you started. But
that's a lie. But okay,
I never started it. Hey, Clay Tate, we got plenty of videos. There's almost 500 videos on our channel. Find some tape.
Hey, just like Love is Blind, we got to move on. No time to show all the videos. By the way, Toya says, you know, it's fine that they're married now, but wait until after the altar. Okay, well, we'll see. It's a year and a half after the altar. I'm just saying they're still going strong. And I know some of y'all don't want to see it, but all right, Stacey and Izzy, let's get to these two, man, because I know a year and a half has passed. But am I the only one that had they not introduced her, or by process of elimination, when they put out the pictures of here's what the ladies are wearing for the reunion, I would have never known that was Stacey, because she looks completely different. like a whole new person.
She looked the same to me. I mean, to me, she looked the same. I mean, maybe there was a much better blend of the makeup because it was professionally done compared to her doing herself, but she looked the same to me. Mm-hmm. I just like how Vanessa transitioned to them. Speaking of financial planning. I love that. I'm like, yes, Vanessa, let's dig into it, which I wish she'd have dug a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And then Izzy, I thought his suit was a lot nicer than his tux, but I did not like his sock and shoe game. I'm like, what are you doing with that? That does not go together.
Yeah, I didn't think it did either, and I knew you'd have something to say about it, so I figured I'd leave it alone until you got to it. By the way, a lot of people saying that, yes, she looked the same. let's see. Nicole says, new eyebrows and contour. Her face, the shape just did not look the same. It did not look... We know she looks different with makeup and without makeup. And right. Then with reunion makeup, it was different. Tony just being mean. Just being mean, Tony.
You know, it seems like when you watch their banter, it seems like they've reconciled and they don't really have bad blood between them, which I think is positive, right? Because right. How many of us have broken up with somebody and we wouldn't piss on them if they were on fire, right? So I think that I was glad to see that they worked that out. And I like how Nick asked Izzy, hey, why didn't you talk about the finances earlier?
Mm-hmm.
And he did his little Fred Astaire dance around the question.
Of course.
And just wasn't honest about it.
Yeah. It was interesting the way, again, Nick and Vanessa, at least they asked better questions this time around, right? I'm glad to hear that and glad to see that this time. But, you know, the thing about it, especially with these two, when you hear the story of what happened with them, apparently you were right, because Stacey says she wanted to say yes, but she didn't feel like they were ready, right? But she also wasn't ready to start with them right away. Right. She said, okay, let's take a little time. So they take a little time, they get together, and Izzy, not the way you thought it was, he wanted to continue. And she's like, nah, not yet.
Right.
And then he didn't talk to her for a year.
Right. We all know what it's about, right? I mean, apparently there are some people who really like broke men and want to be with a broke man for a long time. And if that's what you're looking for, great. But then there are other people who that's not their long-term goal. And I think that Stacey realized, this person is not at the level that I want for my future. And she's like, this is not going to work out. And maybe they are better off as besties than they are in a relationship. Again, I'm not hating on anybody who wants to be with somebody who's broke. Mm-hmm. Apparently some people think I do that, but I'm not.
But that's also why I thought that I didn't think she wanted to keep dating him. Maybe she wanted friends with benefits with him for a little, but even then, what we found on the reunion, that was not the case. She did not want, and she really didn't want anything. She's just like, no, we're not ready yet. And I guess for her, this is my guess, not wanting to get her feelings caught up in there and making the wrong decision, right? Which is what he was trying to do, rope her in. I see some women are saying in the live chat that his goal was to have her fall in love and not care about his poor finances. So if that's the case, then that's where he was going. But she's like, you know what? I'm moving on. He did admit that it was partially the embarrassment of a bad credit score compared to what Stacey had going on that prevented him from telling. So at least he kind of answered that, right? But when they talk about them going out on separate dates and dating other people, what'd you think about them running into each other? Because you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's happened quite a bit. And it's funny. You think a city like Houston is so big that it's hard. You think it's hard. You're not going to run anybody. Even here in Austin, you think you didn't run anybody. I learned my lesson when I lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, because I can go on one date on Friday, go on another date on Saturday within the same area because it's that small, and you're going to run into that person. And so,
hey,
yeah, oh, hey, you, hey. And it's awkward. Hey, this is my friend, Terrell. Yeah, we're just friends. Sure. We went out last night. I mean, I thought that was hilarious. And what are the odds? Because they were went to a cooking class and just coincidentally both having to be at the same cooking class and almost got paired up. What are the odds of that?
They got paired up. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They got paired up. They, and foursomes. So two couples, and they're the two couples. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just odd that that would happen. But and I think so after that time that they were apart, I think what Stacy's family or somebody they went to borrow for with for her mom and ran into Izzy, and Stacy's mom was like, Izzy.
Did you notice Stacy's slight though? She's like, yeah, because we hang out on different sides of town, and you know, this is not normally a place I'd go to. So we're in a bar. So, she's like, I don't do the bars.
yeah. I think where Stacy goes, they don't serve fireball shots. You know, this more upscale, you know, French 75s and stuff like that, where Izzy's more of a beer and a fireball shot. But you know, it happened. And again, at the end of it, it seemed like they were still were cool. I agree with you. I do think there was a little bit of friends with benefits that went on, because apparently they made out a little bit, but then we decided we should just be friends. I'm like, y'all had a lot of physical chemistry. I doubt it was just a make out for a little bit, but whatever.
Here's something I thought was interesting, right? It's one of the things that Tina and Otis says, I wish Izzy wouldn't touch Stacy's leg so much. Yes, I noticed that quite a bit, right? Now, you notice Stacy at the end of this said that she was dating somebody, and Izzy went back to grade school like, well, you know, yeah, but, you know, it's not official yet. I'm like, why you sound like a little kid? Stop it.
Well, Stacy didn't say she was dating somebody. She said, no comment.
Touche.
So, and apparently her and Izzy are such good friends. He calls her and asks her opinion about girls, whatever, maybe financial advice. You probably learn something. But at least they're getting something, you know, out of it. But again, they seem really cool, because we've seen so many of these shows where people tried, they say no at the altar, and they hate each other. And they get to the reunion and they still hate each other. So I thought it was at least positive to see that they moved on from that. Because having all that, you know, anger, resentment in your heart doesn't do you any good. Just it's bad. So I'm happy for them. It's
funny coming from you here and hearing you say that. But, you know.
Because I don't forgive?
At all. No, I just don't forget. I may forgive. I just won't forget. that's where he's got to go. But it is good, especially the way she's kind of embarrassed him along the way, right? And even though I really don't think it's her, because it was still on him for not telling her in the first place, because he told Johnny. Which, speaking of Johnny, Johnny and Chris showed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are not still together, as we all expected. But the unexpected was the ghosting that happened right after the barbecue.
Yes. I'm like, I get ghosting. Either many of us have either been ghosted or we have ghosted someone. I understand it. And in my younger years, I'm like, yeah, you know, you do that. Get older, you realize you live in Lake Nebraska. You don't want to ghost because you're going to see them the very next weekend. But what I thought was, he seemed like all on fire for her at that barbecue. And immediately after that barbecue, he was like, and I'm out.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because the next time, because it was her birthday weekend, so he goes away for something else. Then something else comes up. Something else comes up. And, oh, he's got a girlfriend. And she found out because a friend of hers saw him out with this new girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So not only does he have a girlfriend, they're living together. They're happy and they're in love. And he looks at her and says, I'm sorry if that hurts you, that I'm in love with someone. I'm like, dude, Chris, I did not expect Chris to pull an Uche on this. Yeah. I mean, he just came across. He was the nicest guy. And then now we're like, ooh, you got a little Uche in you too, huh? Interesting.
Exactly. Apparently, there's some for everybody. Jody says, the ghost thing is called karma. Oh, Nicole's, I like this. Going back to episode one, Chris is a recent cheater.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing, though. Here's why I'm not surprised that I don't hold. I guess you can't hold it against him for just not telling her and just being upfront. But again, in this ghosting phase of things and what she did to him in the pods, I think seeing a lot of this at the barbecue and what happened at the barbecue made him just go, you know what? Yeah. I'm out.
I don't agree. I'll take Johnny's side on this one. What she did in the pods was wrong. but she owned it in the pods. Mm-hmm. And she talked to him about it, even after she did it and broke up with him. And then Izzy was like, yeah, nah, bruh, I don't want to be with you. She goes back to Chris and was honest about it. Chris could have easily just left. He went to a wedding. He could just send her a text. Hey, I've been thinking a lot about that barbecue. I don't think this is going to work out. Boom. Could easily did that and let it alone. So I think Johnny handled it well. I mean, it was bad, but way better than just ghosting Chris after that whole deal.
Now, Michelle GM says, Johnny got what she deserved. I don't feel sorry for her. And Acuz Engineer says, Chris wanted a low drama way out of that relationship. I do not think Chris is a cheater, just a coward. Or both.
Both. Which,
because they were in a relationship.
He admitted, because he said that he struggles with, he's working on how to tell people things they don't want to hear. And so he didn't want to tell her things she didn't want to hear. So he ghosted her instead. Yeah. And right. I think that whole time I felt like Stacy's trying to like hold it in and not laugh. And then this is where Vanessa improved. She said, so, Chris, you say that you will fight for the ones that you love. Mm-hmm. Would you also cheat on them? And Chris said, well, yes.
I guess so. I suppose.
So, I mean, he owned it. It doesn't make him look good whatsoever. But, you know, he's in a relationship now. Johnny's in a relationship now. So who knows? Maybe it worked out the best for both of them.
And did you notice that she cried? Johnny cried as soon. It's like it's a year and a half later, right? And she's crying, which I'm surprised Stacy didn't laugh when she cried. But then the fact that she's also seeing someone else as well, then why are you crying about this?
Oh, well, you're right, but that's the twisted part of both of them. Because if she's seeing someone else for about a year, why are you crying about this? And if Chris is living with somebody that he's in love with, why is he still looking at Johnny? He's like, you know, I love you. And it's like, why would you say that?
Yeah. Exactly.
That on TV, you're living with somebody, that's your girl. Just look at her and be like, hey, you know, we still cool. But you don't be like, look, I love you. While you have a girl at home watching the show? Bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was bad all around. But, you know, here's the other thing. I noticed that in a lot of comment sections, people are giving Stacy a hell of a hard time about her treatment of Johnny, right? But here's the thing. And I thought I'm thinking like maybe I saw this all wrong. But no, Stacy heard everything Johnny said. Right. Mm-hmm. It was brought back to her. She's like, I was friends with a lot of people in headquarters. So they were all telling me what she was saying. And that's why, you know, you got to keep your mouth shut sometimes. And that Johnny did not. She kept saying things and kept saying things over and over again. And Stacy heard all of it. Didn't say a word about it. Even at the barbecue, and even when they played the video to show that, no, she didn't go after Chris. She didn't go after Johnny until Johnny came for her. And
right.
People still, I'm no Stacy fan. Let's get that clear. I can't stand the annoying voice either. You've pointed out many times.
But I like it. Just plunge yourself, kid. Oh, my God. And I agree that I think Stacy got some smoke that maybe she didn't deserve. But while she's trying to explain to Johnny, you know, why she was feeling the way she was, did you see how just Johnny and Chris was just talking and just ignoring everything
said,
which
so
is just
rude.
Disrespectful. And then she missed when Stacy said, you know, I'm a Coke bottle. If you want to shake it, let's pop the top. Where do these sayings come from?
She was practicing that in the mirror backstage.
That saying was like a train out of left field. Like, where did it come from?
I'm a Coke bottle.
I'm a Coke bottle. She's talking to her assistant on FaceTime. I'm going to say this. What do you think if I say this? I'm a Coke bottle. If you want to pop, if you want to shake it, let's pop the top. Ooh, girl, yes. That's going to be so good.
Tony says it was rude but hilarious. It was. Because what was even more hilarious is that Stacy could see them talking and she did not let that break her stride. She's like, I'm going to get this out. I'm just going to talk to Vanessa instead and I'm going to ignore you rude bastards and keep going.
But it, yeah.
There's a replay that shows where she's like, oh, I missed what she just said. Oh, me too. All right, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so it it worked out. So, and I just like how they played the tape to show mm-hmm. that Johnny was wrong, that Stacey yeah. and Izzy were not trying to paint a bad picture of Johnny at that point when she yep. walked up.
Now, here's an interesting thing, though. Come to find out, Johnny and Izzy, because they asked the question, hey, did you guys ever try to hook up? A week after Stacey dumped Izzy, Izzy's like, hey, I need an attorney. do you know one?
I'm getting sued about this lease that I broke. I need some help. And I need it pro bono, if you don't mind. Hook a brother up from the pots.
Pro bono.
Yeah. So their whole interaction, and I was quite surprised by that because, you know, Izzy came out and said that he apologized to Johnny before the reunion and did it again on the reunion and apologized for his delivery and he was out of line. And he said that really wasn't him. Then you realize that apology probably came when him and Johnny happened to be at the bar together with a bunch of the other cast members all hanging out. And he decides to hook up with her. So to me, Izzy went back to his F-boy status after the breakup with Stacey.
He did. He really did. The interesting thing was nobody could figure out exactly what happened because they're like, oh, well, we just kissed. We didn't have sex. Then they're like, oh, well, we made out in Izzy's Jeep, but we didn't have sex. And I'm like, all right, so what really happened?
That's what's messy about this, because if you don't like somebody and then you call them out to their face publicly, not even talking about Netflix, just in life, you don't like them, y'all don't get along, and then later on, y'all hook up, and then you do it again and call her out publicly, what's up with that?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like somebody, don't make out with them. And I agree how Stacey was really, you know, I think she felt justified for her decision to not be with Izzy, because she's like, if you didn't think highly of Johnny, but you still made out with her, I just don't respect that.
Right. And you got to think about, look at the timeline, right? Because, let's see, since I was surprised Johnny would consider Izzy again. And here's why I think that happened. Think of the timeline. After the barbecue, right? The barbecue was probably about, what, maybe a week before the weddings? After the wedding, you had a week go by, Stacey dumps Izzy. It's a week later that Izzy and Johnny get together, right? That's 3 weeks after the barbecue. Remember, there were 2 weeks that Chris ghosted Johnny, and then she found out. And so right around, all this happened right around the same time. But Johnny, she's like, oh, well, Chris is not coming back. Well, I'll go back to number one. Hey, hey, big head.
Messy all around, but, you know, again, Johnny seems like she's happy now. She's in a relationship, but, man, this season was a mess.
It's interesting when you just start here, by the way. Just gotta we got to bring this one up here because she just in the Jeep. Maybe he says, James says, I'm sure Izzy got one of her earrings and is lost and found. And maybe it's because he got lost in the Jeep.
Maybe, you know, he has a little keepsake. This is from when I was with Johnny. And this right here, this is Stacey, and this is Stacey's, and this is Stacey's. Yeah.
And Connie has a great point here, though. Johnny probably felt validated by Izzy wanting her in that moment. So the real question to me is, who broke it up? Who broke it off? Or did they both, you know, who said, you know what? Nah, never mind. We're good.
Depends on what happened in the Jeep. I think that's what made somebody decide yes or no.
Facts. Now, Aaliyah, we were waiting on her to show up. She did, and she came out serious as hell, meaning business, ready to go. And I was just like, dang. What'd you think?
She came out like Springer. It was like old school Jerry Springer. She's just, yeah, I'm on the show for a reason. Bring him out. That's how she looked, but...
They were already out there. Her main smoke was for Lydia. Here's the interesting thing I find about this, right? She doesn't seem to have a lot of smoke for Uche, as much for Uche as she does for Lydia.
No. I think she's done with Uche. I think she is feeling it more towards Lydia. And I was waiting for her to give her that color purple, you know, till you do right by me look. And I think she had every right to feel the way that she felt about this. And, you know, Lydia comes out, apologizes for hurting Aaliyah, says she had the best of intentions and all that. But Nick called out something that the producers, once they found out they knew each other and chose to let them stay, they gave them the green light that they could tell whoever they wanted to. And Lydia still didn't tell her. Mm. That's what bothers me about this.
Yeah, well, that is true. He did say that part. But the minute that she found out, here's the part that I think it was a big issue. And even Lydia admitted it. She was bad at reading the room. She didn't read the room well. And even though Aaliyah told her, and Aaliyah said, I told her a number of times, like, stop. I don't want to know all this. And she did. But you're right. And maybe that's where the issue is. She wasn't the first one to tell her. And Uche was the first one to tell her. But let's be honest. Had she told her first, now it would have been she did this to break up Uche and Aaliyah. She was in a no-win situation in this case, to be quite honest.
And but then don't be close to her.
Locksmith, a.k.a. Salvador, we're coming to you in a little bit, okay?
But, I mean, don't even get close to her then. If that's the case, if you know that this is messy... Then. Don't befriend her. That you could totally fade out and not be besties the way that she was. So it was regardless, it was messy how Lydia did it. And I can see your point that, you know, she's in a lose-lose, but at the end of the day, it looks really messy. And you can tell Aaliyah is still hurt by this, rightfully so.
I will say this. One, Lydia and Uche brought this up before. She didn't have a lot of friends in Houston. I think when her and Aaliyah connected the first time, she's like, oh, I've got somebody here that I'm... And that's probably why she just didn't, even, like you said, fade away into the background because, oh, I finally have somebody I connect with. Well, problem is, it's built on lies. It's going to crumble fast. Aaliyah says she has her own beliefs about whether Lydia followed Uche to the show. She tried to call her out on that. Did she answer the question for you?
No, because I don't get how. Yeah, we had one conversation in November about, oh, they're casting Love is Blind in Houston. Oh, yeah, cool. And what, they just like hooked up and then just didn't talk about it after that and moved on? I'm not saying they planned it. All I'm saying is there's lies. And the math is not mathing on this. It's just not a coincidence that y'all both came on the show. I don't think that they both said, hey, let's both go on this show and let's do this. But I think Lydia knew more than what she's sharing with the audience.
Which means if they actually had that conversation, Uche knew too. We're not going to let him off the hook. We can't. We're not going to let him off the hook.
I know. I'm just saying there's something that's not adding up with these two stories. And I don't buy it. I don't buy that it was just a coincidence that they both got on Love is Blind. I don't buy that if Lydia doesn't have all these friends in Houston, you're telling me that once she found out she was on Love is Blind, she didn't shoot Uche a text. Hey, big head, guess what? I'm going on Love is Blind. Did you get accepted? Like, it was just they didn't talk at all. They hooked up in January. She said they talked about this in November. They hooked up in January. Then the pod's in March. You saying she didn't reach out to him at all and say, hey, guess what? I'm going on this show. I don't buy it.
Again, if they talked about it in November, they hooked up in January. This is why Uche's story doesn't add up to me. And we'll get to him because we'll get to that a little bit too. But what I liked about this part is that Milton decided to stand up for his wife, right? And Milton proved again why he's the most mature person on this show. And everything that he said and dropping all that knowledge on Uche, when he was telling all the other guys, is they asking questions, like, nope, don't want to talk about it. And all the other guys respected it, but Uche didn't. This is the same thing. And he kept trying to slight him, especially when it came to Lydia, constantly. As I told you, Uche was the one. It goes both ways. I'm not saying Lydia isn't either. I'm just saying it goes both ways. And the lawyer that Uche is, he's like, Your Honor, I'm a lawyer. She just knows rocks. Come on. What?
Sorry. I got the chest congestion. I'm still working through that. I thought it was great. Milton came to her defense as he should. He said a lot of positives and just Milton in general. I mean, you listen to what he was talking about, how he was interacting with Uche and the guys and the pods. I think Milton was playing chess while those dudes were playing checkers. and they kind of misjudged him because he was 24. And he wound up being the most mature, responsible one out of all the group of guys, at least that they showed, because apparently there's a lot of dudes that were involved and got married that we didn't hear about. So, of course, he stuck up for, which I respect. And I get that. But still, I just think that Lydia's lying, Uche is lying, period. It doesn't matter who's lying, 49%, who's 51%. They're both lying.
They're both lying.
About no, this I whole agree thing. With you.
So Aaliyah said, and Salvador coming to you, and then David were coming to you after that. Aaliyah said that her and Uche, which she told us this before when she was on with hanging with the Hamiltons, that they dated after the show ended for a number of reasons, including she found out that he said that she's not the type that he's usually attracted to.
True. Now, here's, so I remember I tried to defend this on a previous recap, where I'm like, well, we can't say he doesn't like black women. Now, I'm leaning towards agreeing with a lot of y'all in the comments that were saying he might not like darker skinned black women. Because with a name like Aaliyah, I've never met a white Aaliyah in my life, right? Mm-hmm. So I would think if I'm talking to a wall and someone tells me their name is Aaliyah, my first thought is black. Now, also, my first thought is going to be, if at first you don't succeed, I'm going to think that Aaliyah, but I could see, you know, maybe that he doesn't like darker skinned women, but
he's just, like, wait a minute, this is not what I thought.
You know, I was picturing something else, but I'm just saying, I mean, and I'm sure there are white Aaliyahs. I'm sure there are Hispanic Aaliyahs. I'm sure someone can find an Asian Aaliyah. All I'm saying is, if I'm talking through a wall, I would think the person is black, but I'm just thinking maybe she's too dark. I don't know what his, and this is why I wish she was on the show and showed up, because then he could have spoke for himself. Because right now, all we can all do is speculate, but I want to hear out of his words, why were you not attracted to Aaliyah? And something tells me Uche being Uche, he would say it.
Yeah, maybe it's like you, he just didn't like the braids. But here's the interesting thing, though. He didn't attend the reunion, but the day the show debuted, he sent both Lydia and Aaliyah the exact same message.
Yeah, of course. Because, guy, we're lazy. We're dudes. Okay. When I was on dating apps, I'd copy and paste the same crap to every single... It's a numbers game. So guys would do something like that. Easy. I totally get it.
I said, don't die on here now. Come on, man. Next one up, Taylor and JP. I don't even have a graphic for them because we didn't expect them to make it.
I mean, they were done from the very beginning. So it is what it is. I really think JP is like on the spectrum, you know, because he's just so awkward in social settings and all that. And so I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just weird that he can't really talk or communicate to anybody. Yep. So it's just odd for him to say that the cameras threw him off. Everybody was dealing with the camera, so why even go on the show if that's the case? And then he said he wouldn't approach a girl like Taylor on his own. He'd get his friends to do it for him. That's just crazy.
The interesting thing about it, too, is that he still seemed like he was in the sense of, look, trying to be nice about this. Like, okay, look, I didn't mean to be mean. I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, understand this is where I am. This is the problem I have. I do have an issue with this. The cameras made me nervous. But even when the cameras were gone, he didn't talk to her.
Yeah.
He didn't talk to her.
He still couldn't talk to her. Even without the cameras, he couldn't really say much. So not what you can do about that. I don't think his apology was very genuine at all, but I give kudos to Taylor for how she handled it. You know, she called him out, you know, and she pretty much said she doesn't think he was attracted to her. And even though he was not her normal type, she was attracted to him, you know, when the thing started. But, you know, it's just it's unfortunate that Taylor had that experience. So Good for her for calling him out and telling him she forgives him and says, hey, don't do that to someone else.
Yeah. Well, Donna says JP gets his friends to approach women. Why was he there? You know what that just reminds me of? Shy Brother, 5 Heartbeats.
Yeah.
One bright chick says, JP gives me domestic terrorist vibes. I didn't understand why everybody kept calling him Captain America, because we've known what this has meant when a lot of people have come recently, at least in the sense of being overly patriotic, right? And even Taylor put it up at one point. Taylor and Renee, well, wondering where our guys are on January 6th, or where they were on January 6th, because they're talking about Carter and JP. So in that space, you could kind of see. But even Uche referred to JP as Captain America. So everybody kept calling him that.
Because of the socks.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, now, that's it. He kept wearing it. But he's a firefighter, and I get that. But still not buying it about JP. Like, he shouldn't have ever went on the show. This is not for him. This is out of his wheelhouse. He shouldn't have even been there.
So here's a question I have on this one, right? Because JP said that Taylor hounding him about the things weren't going to make them change. And then Taylor's like, well, had you told me this, I would have adjusted. I would have stopped hounding you. So why didn't you just do that? And you almost have to agree with her in that space, right?
Yeah, I would. And but still, for JP to say, well, the way to get me to open up is not to keep hounding me. Well, she tried all types of ways to try to get him to open up and just have a conversation with and without the cameras. And he just couldn't do it.
No, facts. Now, come to find out, he's dating someone else for the past year. Taylor's just seeing someone. They're not dating. They're just seeing each other.
Well, she said they're dating, right?
No, she said they were just seeing each other, not dating.
Well, she seems happier. And JP says he's been with someone for about a year, which I'm not buying that. But
do you talk to her?
Yeah. You know, he must be dating Manti Te'o's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing here. It's funny. Leave Manti Te'o alone. Learning IT says, I wonder if JP was talking with the men, because to be this quiet, how? That's the thing. The guy said that he was talkative. He did have he cracked jokes all the time, so they didn't understand why this was the question. And this actually, and I remember this part from when Uche was on Misunderstood, which, you know, she asked him about JP, and he even said that JP was cracking jokes all the time.
Maybe he's just not good at talking to women, who knows? But it was just bad. Like, don't go on the show if you know you struggle at talking to women. Mm-hmm. Being around a bunch of cameras is not going to all of a sudden give you courage to open up and talk to women. If you can't do it privately, you're not going to be able to do it on camera.
Yeah, James says, since JP doesn't like makeup so much, thank goodness he didn't pick Stacy.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no. They would not have. He'd have been really disappointed. But Stacy wouldn't have put up with his crap. Stacy would have been out.
No, at all.
Day one of Mexico. She'd be like, you know what? Nope.
This is it. Yeah, she wouldn't have dealt with that at all. Now, before they wrapped the reunion, they played a couple games. What'd you think of these?
Well, I mean, it was filler. I mean, I would still rather have a little bit more dirt or something. Maybe bring out some of the other people that didn't get married, but bring them to the reunion. Miriam would have been a great one to have out there and be able to talk. But they said, you know, who would you most likely hit on in the real world? You know, Aaliyah and JP both said no one, which JP, I think, just said that. But I thought it was funny how Chris and Milton picked each other. I thought that was just hilarious.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. It's, you know, these kind of questions are cool. I like it when they do it within the season, if all the couples are there. But at the reunion, I guess, I mean, why not? Great way to end it on a good note. that is funny.
That would have been a great question. Guess... Tina noticed that they should have played Guess Izzy's credit score. That would have been funny.
To everyone except Izzy. Leave that man alone.
Yeah, to everyone except Izzy. It'd have been hilarious. And then they speaking of Miriam, they asked, you know, what do y'all think? What is it that Miriam does for a living? And some people are like, she's scientists, sells stuff, she cosmetics. And then you had Chris with the Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
Yeah. That was funny. That was actually funny. With the songs to describe their way on their time on Love is Blind. What'd you think?
Yeah. So JP's song is Sound of Silence, which, okay, you can make fun of yourself. Chris, Quit Playing Games with My Heart. And then Johnny said The One by Taylor Swift. And I like how Vanessa's like, yeah, but she had two, right? Good old Milton, 99 Problems. Great answer. Yep. Lydia, Crazy in Love. So great for them. Stacy, My Love Don't Cost a Thing. I call BS on that. Stacy, your love is expensive.
I like what she did there, though. Might as well play on it.
I do. I like what she did there, but that's not true. Izzy, You're Hot and Cold. Aaliyah, Thank You Next. Mm-hmm. Right on, Aaliyah. And then Taylor, Silent Night.
Yeah. Now, Blazed Out says they should have explained Carter and Renee's story. Totally agree. Them acting as if we have not all heard about it was kind of ridiculous. They really should have addressed it at least and said, we had another couple that went through most of it. Here's why we didn't show it or something.
Well, their legal team probably said, don't you say Tran and Thomas.
And they probably would have had to bring, and that's the other thing that probably came, maybe they had to mention Tran and Thomas if they brought up Renee and Carter, and maybe that's why. But I think the Renee and Carter story would have been great, especially since we found out that Carter brought somebody to the crib. That would have been exciting.
Yeah. Apparently. I don't know. But it would have been nice to see some of the people that maybe didn't find their person, but for them to talk about their experience in the pots and with the other guys or whatever. I mean, I'm just sure there's some more story there, but we got what we got. And all of us wanted to see Uche in the hot seat, and that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. And here's the thing. So I definitely didn't even want to listen to anything that he had to say. And had some folks in the comments in the last one like, hey, at least you give him a chance. You listen to Leah's side, you should at least hear his side of it. So I started listening to this Misunderstood podcast with Rachel Uchitel, and she had Uche on. And she pandered to him a lot. She really did. I will say this. She didn't ask him and hold his feet to the fire in anything, right? He was a good guy. He was a nice guy in this entire thing. And he feels, of course, Love is Blind did not give any true insight into who he is, and they didn't tell his story.
Oh. And I wonder why she did that. You know, because you can't reach out to him and say, hey, I want you to come on our podcast and so we can nail you to the wall. You know, so she probably just did it just to have his name on it and then to get a lot of people to get views. So I don't fault her for that. But yeah, she didn't really dig into a lot of the stuff. He still says the same story about having proof that Lydia came on the show for him. I mean, he hasn't changed his lie.
He has not changed
all this time, but didn't really hold himself accountable to much of anything, you know, during that either.
Okay, here are a couple of things. And this is the one thing I will say about this. It gave a little more insight into him, right? And he's very self-aware. And he said something that Aaliyah said when she was on Hanging with the Hamiltons, right? Which is, he said he knows he's very blunt. He's very direct. He said that in the beginning. And he says even in the pods, he told everybody that. Like, look, I know this is how I am, so I tell everybody this. This means he's very self-aware about how he is. Now, he did give a little more insight into what happened with him and Aaliyah because she never told this part. He said they were invited back to the show as an engaged couple, and they decided not to because she did say they dated after. And he said they dated after. The thing that she didn't say was that they were invited back as an engaged couple. And the thing that he didn't say was that he broke up with her because he wasn't attracted to her.
Well, but that's just it. I tend to believe Aaliyah that I doubt that they were invited back as an engaged couple. I tend to believe more what Aaliyah would say than I would what Uche would say at this point.
Right.
And if he would have came on to the reunion, he could have stood his ground and defended himself, but he chose not to.
He chose not to. And here's the thing about this, too. He said his big thing was communication, right? And he explained, again, more insight behind the scenes. because we already know that all the engagements on the same day, right? And all the reveals are on the same day. Well, he said they spoke the day before, and he went through this whole thing. Are we cool about the thing with Lydia? Yes. Are we cool about me talking about your cheating? And are we past that? Yes. Are we good? Yes. 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 And then the next day he goes and she's not there. That would explain why he was the way he was on the phone with her when he finally got a chance to talk to her, when Marco put him on the phone, right? But the thing about it is, he even said he understood after watching it. He said he understood why Aaliyah left and that he would have left earlier. Now, granted, he didn't have that prior to, but still, I thought he was really harsh. And maybe it's just the way he speaks to people, and he needs to work on that, because he sounded like he was talking down to a three-year-old child or a dog.
He was doing that to everybody. And I think that, to your point, you can't just live your life and say, this is who I am, and everyone has to deal with it. That's just not a good way to be a human being, in my opinion. He needs to work at how he talks to not just women, even to men. Because the way he talked to Milton, I'm surprised Milton didn't give him a little throat punch, you know, a couple times, you know. But, you know, hopefully he'll do some work on himself after watching this and sees this. Maybe the people around him in his circle are going to be like, dude. But my guess is the people in his circle accept the fact he's like this, and they're okay with it.
Aka's engineer says, Uche seems deranged. Why hold on and wave those screenshots about Lydia's peeping other people's stories to everyone? That was creepy. It was creepy. But I said that for a long time. You know, it really was. A lot of things that Uche did were kind of weird, right? It was really weird. And even in the end of that podcast, and she asked him about Lydia and Milton, and he's like, you know, well, I'm happy for them. We don't believe you. We know you're not.
Yeah.
We don't believe you.
Yeah.
No. Well. All right, let's get to some of these other comments before we get out of here, man. Let's see, because there are quite a few that we starred here. And I see, let's see, Crystal says they didn't talk about the other couples that got engaged yet, which was really two others. And one, we know they couldn't have, and we kind of talked about that, the Thomas and Tran, they couldn't talk about them because there's a lawsuit. So obviously their lawyers are like, shut up, don't you even think about it. So they couldn't do that one. We were a little bit late, so Michelle was like, hey, I guess Terrell is fixing his drink. That's why they're late. Hey, y'all.
Terrell is on water because Terrell's been sick. So I was ready.
Mm-hmm. I was ready, too. As a matter of fact, we were doing a show until we realized we weren't live. So, yeah, that's like actually what happened. Peep behind the scenes, that's exactly what happened. Assumpt to be says, Lydia and her groom child worked out, shocked. But if they're happy, she probably grazes calculus homework and tucks him into bed. Stop it. Because that makes snow on her. Stop it. You'd have to do her homework. do not degrade Milton like that, because Milton is the man, right? Because even and here's the interesting thing, because even later on, someone says might not be a Lydia fan, but Milton standing up for her / his auntie. See, there you go, throwing shade again, as well as her quote unquote character. Why has it got to be quote unquote? Was admirable. yo, the shade is bad. Woo. But I agree. I like the way that he stood up for it. It was, and even Nick had to be like, yo, hats off.
Nothing? Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's apparent.
You don't want to say anything nice about
Milton was the the gentleman, the great guy out of all those men. And he was the youngest. So I applaud Milton.
Here's one from Shoshana, who says, I don't think it matters if Lydia came on the show initially because of Uche. I think the end result is all that matters. It is, but you know what? I will say this, and I've been a defender of Lydia this entire season for reasons other than just to irritate Terrell, because that's the fun part of all of this, okay? Because I know she triggers him. So therefore, if I stand up for her, it triggers him even more, right? But to be fair, if she followed him on the show, I just don't know that she followed him onto the show. And I think that would be, you got to be really good to be able to follow somebody onto a show when there's they're casting the way they're casting. So maybe she had the right things to say. Tony about Aaliyah says, Aaliyah came up all bark but no bite. I needed more. Do you agree?
I think we, for the drama, we all probably wanted to see more, but I'm glad that she did it, because for her to be able to move on from this, she's got to be able to let it go. And, you know, she's happy now. She went on that Tom Joyner cruise and met somebody. She said her R&B cruise. The first thing I thought was, you went on the Tom Joyner cruise, didn't you? But she met somebody.
You're funny. It could have been. It could have been. You know, we talked about Izzy rubbing on and constantly. I saw him do it once. I didn't see him constantly doing it, but apparently, hey, like Monique says, Izzy was rubbing that thigh. Yeah, he kept grabbing Stacey. He was like, wait a minute, what's really going on here? And Nicole made a point that, again, part of that, I must have missed this part. Cringe, Stacey was trying to back away from Izzy touching her leg.
That's just what you do with your besties. You don't just rub your bestie's leg when they're talking.
You touch. I thought that was normal. Fighting. You touch my leg, we fighting. Just let you know that.
No, I'm not going to touch your leg if you have them outside clothes on. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one. It's an interesting one from L. Ramey, right? It says, Lydia grew on me. I'm still sorry Aaliyah didn't get an authentic experience. And I really, was she robbed of an authentic experience, or was she given a true life-like experience where, you know, people date and it happens?
I don't think she was robbed, but I don't think that she stood a chance with anyone else. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone else was going to pick her out of that group of guys that they followed their stories. So I don't think she was robbed, even if, I mean, let's say there was no Lydia in the picture and she still chose Uche. She still wouldn't be happy.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it wouldn't have made a difference. Yeah, it wouldn't have made a difference. They need more black men on the men's side for Aaliyah to have stood a chance.
Yeah, she was not robbed. She was saved at the end of the day, because I think, like you said, if she was with Uche, she would not be happy. So even though there are a lot of people saying that she was robbed, you know, and I hear you, but I just don't see it. I don't think she was robbed just because of the simple fact, like you said, I don't know. It wouldn't have worked out. And the other part of it too, even with her sense, she left before meeting him which is why we do need to know what happened that day before. It would have been great for them to ask that question like you brought up earlier. Had they brought up what happened, what was that discussion between Aaliyah and Lydia that made her leave? Because had she stayed, I understand why Uche was upset. She was wrong for leaving. And a lot of people have called her out for leaving. I think you called her out for leaving and said that was immature to leave. She shouldn't have left.
She could have just left a note. I said it was immature to leave and not say anything. That was my whole point. But I got to give it out to one of the best comments. Stop making sense, Cheryl. Because, yes, sometimes I make sense with what I'm saying.
Yeah, sometimes. You know what? Twice a day, a broken clock is wrong.
Well, still. I make sense sometimes. That's all. You know, I mean, and this is what I love about everybody that's in the comments, minus those two assholes that tried to ruin it for everybody. But what I love about the people in the comments is y'all are fair. You give me hell and you give me props. You give Yanni hell and you give him props at the same time. So at least it's balanced. So yes. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, indeed. And it's all in fun. We love it. Isis, I like what you said here. Robbed of what? She chased after Uche, dated him until she realized her value. She did. She's moved on. They're good. And I'm glad she heard all the things that were being said behind her back, and she chose herself. And you know what? Wish him all the best in his day. Overall for the season, let's wrap this up. What'd you think of the season, man?
Again, the most drama I've seen in a long time. You know, because normally it's all this long buildup and you get bored. This was the first season of Love Is Blind where I couldn't wait to get to the next episode. And right. I couldn't wait for them to drop the next group. So I've never had that experience with these before. But, you know, only one couple got married. I think they need to do a much better. Well, they did a much better job with the reunion, but I do think they need to do a much better job of the casting. And I, unlike everyone else on the reunion today, I don't think the producers should let people stay in the pods if they know each other and have already dated.
Okay. You're not the only one, because El Remy says Lydia and Uche should have been voted off. But even Aaliyah said they shouldn't have been everybody on the show said, and here's why. They're out there. So you would have been voted off because if you were on there, you probably would have had somebody in there that you do too.
Great. Then we don't go on it. But I don't think it's fair to the rest of the group. Mm-hmm. Because if you take Lydia and Uche out of the whole scenario. Mm-hmm. That's the only way Lydia could have had a better opportunity, but you can't have both of them in there. Okay, yeah, but Aaliyah, they could have a better opportunity, but you can't leave them both in there. I just think it causes too much.
Nobody would have gotten married.
Okay, but then maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't. That's the show. Only one couple got married. Ain't like the show is awesome, and their success rate is that high. So, you know, it really wouldn't matter. I just don't think you should let. If love is blind, mm-hmm. you can't have two people on the show that know each other, that have dated each other. I just don't think that's fair to the rest.
One thing I did want to point out, and this too, from the Misunderstood podcast with Uche, he said he was contacted by the same production company for Married at First Sight first. And then a year later or 2 years later, that he was contacted for Love is Blind. So,
yeah.
But he didn't want to do Married at First Sight because he would have been amazing on Love is First Sight, because you could imagine, Married at First Sight, because, you know, he wouldn't have, they would have matched him with somebody he wouldn't be able to deal with. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But the reason he chose Love is Blind is because at least he gets to choose who he gets married to, as opposed to Married at First Sight.
Right.
So
he shouldn't really go on any dating shows.
Process of it. No, he should not.
Yeah. So he shouldn't.
At all. Well, look, man, I enjoyed this. Don't forget Wednesday. You know what's here. Married at First Sight.
Ready for it. Colorado. Yep. Let's do it.
All right. So we'll do that Wednesday night. And then next week, we'll be back on Thursdays for Married at First Sight. So right after the first episode, we'll be up here ready to go. Appreciate you. Remember, if you're watching this, please do us a favor. Hit that like button.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.